The question on the table for today is, how can the church in Corinth and our churches be expected to live in holiness in the midst of an intensely corrupt culture? Well, Paul shows us two specific patterns of that very calling being lived out. But then he speaks of the church's sovereign possessor. Don't ever pass by small words. Paul specifically says that the church in Corinth is the church of God. As he's going to remind them of their calling to be saints, their calling to holiness as a church, he's also going to first tell them that their calling to holiness is possible because it is the church of God. God is the sovereign possessor of the church. And here's why we say sovereign possessor. Notice what comes next. It says, to the church of God in Corinth. God not only knew the geographical location of the church, but by default of his being God, he's the one that placed it there. It was no accident, no surprise to God what Corinth was like. In fact, because of what Corinth was like, was the very reason they needed a church that had been called to holiness. So local churches, do not ever forget to whom your church belongs. This is God's church that he has given as a bride to Jesus Christ. We belong to him. And when he gives us what the world calls weak, despised, ignorant, and the foolish, and tells us to be holy, then you had better believe, no matter the surrounding context, that the task is accomplishable. The call to holiness is possible because of who possesses us. But not only that, it is accomplishable because of our spiritual position. But for more on that, you have to come back tomorrow. But today when you pray, would you please pray for Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico? And also remember the Yamwezi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.